announcer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Lord, no matter how much they demand our attention, Lord,
We thank you for all you have done for your children, Lord. Continue to help us, Lord, that we may serve you in every day in gladness and gratitude, Lord. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get into some music. Okay, I've got some we've got some music planned out for us tonight. Okay. Just give me a second to get there. Yeah. It'll just be a couple more seconds and we'll get right there. Here we go.
On God, oh my soul, wait. On God, oh my soul, wait. Oh, wait until the night breaks. On God. Troubles are a puzzle. Oh, so forget my affliction. For the joy I know that will follow. Oh,
Thank you.
Thank you.
was our praise and worship part of the service. Now let's get into the message. Okay. All right. Okay. It's called Faith and Trials, and it's a devotional brought to you by First 15. And as Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. See, faith is the undercurrent of everything as we do as followers of Jesus. Without faith, we lose all that Christ died to give us while here on earth. And it is by faith we access the peace, joy, guidance, love, and purpose that comes from the restored relationship with our Heavenly Father. So as we seek an increase in faith in response to God's faithfulness this week, may you experience a greater depth of intimacy with your living, almighty, and loving Heavenly Father. Trials and tribulations have the power to either keep us from abundant life or produce in us character that sustains abundant life. The choice is up to us. Will our faith remain steadfast in the face of trouble, or will it abandon the lifestyle of faith for one of the worlds? In James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says, Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So allow that phrase, count it in all joy, to settle in for a second. What trials have you faced in the past? What trials stand before you today? Is the joy the emotion that stirs up within you when you think about your problems? My first instinct in the face of a trial is to run. I long to abandon the problems before me, to act as if they don't exist. But Scripture commands us to count my trials as joy and run at them head on for the sake of being transformed into a faith-filled, steadfast child of God. See, God sees trials as a chance to produce character within me, not as circumstance intended to harm me or derail His plans for my life. The greatest gift we've been given in the face of trials is faith. When problems are staring at us head on, it's hard to see around them to the beneficial outcome God intends. In order to face trials the way God intends, we must have faith. We have to believe that God has an outcome as beneficial as the trial is hard. We have to have faith that God will see us through every problem that stands in our way and produce in us a steadfastness on which we can experience abundant life. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 35 to 39 says, therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure to him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. May we not be a people who shrink back, but stand on the firm ground of God's promises. May we be believers filled with the faith of founded on faithfulness of God. So spend time in prayer, allowing God's word to fill you with fresh perspective about your trials and tribulations. So meditate on God's desire to use trials for your benefit. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, for I consider that sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is revealed to us. So reflect on trials standing before you. What insurmountable problem is weighing on you? What job, relationship, or circumstance troubles you? Ask God to fill you with faith in response to the trial before you. Allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you His plans to use the trial for your good. Ask Him to show you what characteristics He longs to produce in you. And ask Him to fill you with the strength and courage to face your trial head on and overcome. May 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 through 9 be a passage you stand on when trials rise up around you today. In this you rejoice through now for a little while. If necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes through the test of fire, may be found and result in praise and glory in honor of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Through you have not seen him, you loved him. Though you do not see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. I highly suggest that you read the James chapter 1, and it will bring this devotional more into life for you. Amen. All right. Well, let me get down to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because I'm going to give you a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are? Dazed, confused, scratching your head, not knowing which way is up or down, or where you're going? Or maybe you lack, knowledge, or wisdom, what you wanted? Well, you can get that, but you gotta let the Lord Jesus into your life. I mean, if you don't let him into your life, there's nothing he can do for you. So, I ask you, are you willing to let the Lord Jesus into your life tonight? If so, say the simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And normally I would ask you to call in, but you know what? There's no need to do that. If you want to call in, you can call in if you want to. You know the number by now, okay? But you don't have to. As long as you said this prayer, you know and the Lord knows that you accepted Jesus Christ, as your personal Lord and Savior tonight, And that's all that counts. Amen. Well, hey, Joseph Gibson, I see you in my chat room. If you want to call in, call in. All right. Okay. Well, let's play some newer music here. Okay. Sun is gonna rise. You know I can't hold it back. my brother Joe has called in. Let's bring him on. Hey, Joe, how you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, brother? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And thank you for calling into my podcast earlier. I wish I could bring some more people onto your podcast here, but it's a little bit late here on the East Coast. It's 9:44 right now. But when's your next show, by the way?
My next show is going to be tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I do my
All right,
show.
I'm going to post the link now on my Facebook page and my Twitter. And, we need to do something together, unite together. And thank you for the appreciation. And Ferrara699, thank you so much for your kind comment also. And you were pretty cool in the chat room tonight. I appreciate that. But, you know, I want to make an announcement on your show. I'm starting a new group on Facebook, and it's going to be called Citizens Boycott, Exposing the Trolls and Small Businesses and Corporations. And Facebook will probably may kick me off, but that's okay. I'll arrest their bond if they decide to. I post a lot of junk on Facebook, and I haven't been kicked off yet. But I'll arrest their bond, and we could talk about that maybe in the future if that does happen. And you know, on my show, I've called Amazon, I've called Kamala Harris's office, I call people live, you know, and we call people and ask them if they accept Federal Reserve notes. I know you've listened to that, and that's pretty funny and all, but we're not trying to attack anybody. But tonight's show, I brought Mr. Lewis on from Imperial Beach, San Diego, California, and we're trying to, you know, break down facts, you know, the Bible. And you hear a lot of people, and I know Mandela Khan comes onto my show and he talks about the matriarch and everything. And I think Mr. Lewis did a good job tonight breaking down history. And what I always say, and I talked to Dr. Peter Ventura also before I did this show, and he said, you know, these people, they read a book and they run with it. They see a video on YouTube and they run with it, you know, or they met somebody at a meeting or a local rally and they run with it. But you know what Dr. Peter Ventura said? He says, I've got 5,000 year-old manuscripts that I can read from. The Bible is true. And I think Mr. Lewis brought that forward here tonight on my show, where, you know, the Bible's the only book that foretells the future. And we're seeing the future happen right before our very eyes. And we also see that we're in a spiritual war in this country. We're attacking people. You're gay. You're black. You're this, you're that. And a lot of people don't understand that we are one human race, we're one people, and we need to come together. And God gives us that chance to come together, and we have free will. God gives us free will. And like Mr. Lewis said, if God wanted us to be robots and worship him, we'd be saying, yes, God, we love you. Yes, God, we love you. You know, God created us to make our own decisions. And he loves us all. God loves all, you know, it's just like, you just pretend you as a man or as a woman out there, if you created something, you'd love it. You created it, but you would say, hey, go about your way, do your thing, but this is my word to you, and I reveal my word to you throughout, you know, history, throughout years and whatnot, and look, this is what's going to happen if you disobey me. And, you know, but you have a chance, like you always say on your show, you have a chance to believe in my son. And that's a lot of people don't understand. God gave his son, his only son. God see, a lot of people don't understand the Trinity of God. They don't understand the Godhead. They don't understand that in the Bible, the Godhead. God created himself in the flesh through his son, Jesus Christ. It's just like if you were to have a child or a loved one, and you put them someplace and said, this is my son, and live amongst these people and see what happens. God already knew what was going to happen. They rejected his son. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ, because if they would have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we would have went into the millennium, and we would be living, you know, on heaven, like on earth as it is in heaven, the heavens, actually. God created the earth and the heavens. You see, a lot of people don't rightly divide the word of God, and they don't get it. And until you have a near-death experience in life, or you've been, or you're sick, and you're dying, or you've been in a car accident, or you've been in war, you're a veteran, or whatever your circumstances are in life as an individual, until you see death face to face and you say, wow, what is your life really worth? I mean, is your mortgage payment so important anymore? Is your electric bill so important? No. You know, and God teaches us this, you know, and no matter how much technology we have, man can try to outsmart God all he wants. And the thing of it is he's not going to, because we're all going to die one day. We're all going to face death, you know, whether or not we're 59. I said this on my show tonight, whether we're 40 years old, whether or not we're 7 years old, whether or not we're 79 years old, whether or not we're 90 years old. And what did I say on my show? A generation in the Bible is usually 70 to 100 years. If you read your Bible, you'll understand that. And the thing of it is that, you know, when you face death and you have a near-death experience, and you know I have, you've heard my story several times. There's a book written about my life. You know, I worked for the government undercover in the Connecticut prison system. I was murdered almost twice. The first time they slashed my neck open. I've got the scar on my neck to prove it. I got the book to prove it. Federal court transcripts there. I almost bled to death. I almost died. That was the first time. You know, and still I did not come to Christ. Still I lived a filthy lifestyle. I was a mean son of a bitch. I was an angry man, and I was in the mafia. I did this, I did that. We don't have to go into details. I was a bad person. And then in 2005, when three people tried to attack me on Meriden, Connecticut, I got out of my car. It was a government ordered hit, and the guy put a gun to my head, pulled the trigger, and the gun jammed. It went off, but it misfired. And it blew out my left eardrum. It still rings to this day, okay? And I didn't die. And then the guy in front of me stabbed me in the chest. The knife went into my chest, went out the other side of my body. He ripped it out, and I laid there on State Street, Meriden, Connecticut, and I was bleeding to death, and I couldn't breathe. My lung was collapsed. My right lung collapsed. And I crawled back into my car, called 911, and when I was on my way to Yale New Haven Hospital, I saw death, man. I saw it.
I'm sure.
I saw myself, my soul, lift up from my body, and I was looking down at my body. And the ambulance driver said, you know, is there anyone you want us to contact? Because it was a 20-minute ride from Meriden to New Haven, Connecticut. You could look it up. Because Meriden, Connecticut didn't have a trauma unit. They had to bring me to Yale New Haven Hospital. And they said, is there anyone, you're not going to make it to the hospital. Do you have an emergency contact? Do you have someone you want us to call? And I just put my head back, and I felt at peace with myself after that, and I was prepared to die. Now, I'm not saying I saw heaven and all that. I'm just saying that I saw death. And
right.
What I'm trying to say is that after that happened, I realized that there's life after death. You know, there's a life, and you have a choice, you know, to believe in something greater than what we know as human beings today, to go someplace greater than where we're at right now. Because like I just said earlier, God created the heavens and the earth. And I don't know what plane you go to or whatever, but like I said, I didn't see heaven, but I knew I was dying. And I was at peace with myself. And I'm not afraid to die. You know, that's why I say the things I do on my show. That's why I come on to your show. That's why I call other Blog Talk Radio show hosts. You know, I'm not afraid to die because I've seen it twice, two times.
Yeah.
And I'm giving you live testimony right now. You can read my book, for God's sake. It's there on Amazon. All you got to do is read it. The police reports are there. Man stabbed in the chest. You know, I mean, it's there in the book. And I'm not trying to promote my book. All I'm trying to do is give you a message here tonight is that, you know, we're living in the flesh and we think we're so smart and we're going to outsmart everybody. And man is so powerful. Woman is so powerful. The women are going to, you know, whatever have you. All I'm saying is that when we die, we go someplace. And if you believe we go to the ground you're an idiot. If you believe we evolved from a fish or a monkey and we just evolve and become a ball of energy and float up to the sky and go to the moon or the sun, you're an idiot. I'm going to tell you that right now. You really need to wake up, because one day, like I just told you earlier, when you're on your deathbed, you're not worried about your electric bill. You're not worried about your car payment. You're like, where am I going? What's happening? I mean, I'm going to die. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. What do most people say? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. You know, we cry out to God. But guess what? It may be too late for you at that time. So, like, the message you bring on your radio show is, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept him. Let him come into your life. It doesn't matter if you're gay. It doesn't mean if you're black. It doesn't mean you're white. None of that matters when you're on your deathbed and you're going to die. That's the message I wanted to bring to your podcast here tonight. None of that matters, man. Yeah, it matters right now in the flesh. I know we got bills to pay. I know you got bills to pay. I know the listeners out there, that, you know, you got things to do. We got a life to live, but tomorrow is not promised to you, you know. But
nope.
Eternity is. There is an eternity you're going to go to when you die. That's the message I'm trying to bring. There's an eternity, and you're going someplace for all of eternity. Whether it's heaven
or
hell, I don't know.
Heaven,
it's not
hell.
My right
yeah.
to judge you.
Nope. Okay? I mean, when Jesus died on the cross, he descended into hell for 3 days. Okay?
That's right.
And so the victory has already been won. Okay? When he descended into hell for 3 days, okay?
And real quick to Ferrara 699, thank you for the kind comment in the chat room. You were very polite also in my chat room tonight, and I want to say that, you know, the person in your chat room there, I don't know if that's your producer of your show or what's going on, but that individual is obviously a good person, and you know what? I hope and pray for the best of that individual. And I'm not just saying that because he or she is being kind to me. I'm just saying that obviously that individual has common sense, and we all need to have common sense.
That's the person who's going to be coming up next to be reading the Bible. That's Tony, okay?
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I just wanted to say that I respect Tony, then.
Yeah.
I really do, and I pray for Tony, and I mean that is obviously an individual, whether we agree or disagree on some things that I say, or you even say, God's Rainbow Ministries, I just want to say that's what we need on Blog Talk Radio. That's what we need. We need people to come together, and that was the message
that's
I was trying to bring on my podcast.
Yeah. And I think you do a pretty good job on your podcast, okay. Even though you get, you know, trolls, okay, you do a good job, okay, on your podcast, okay.
Well, thank
I
you,
mean,
brother.
You
thank you, brother. And I appreciate
you,
it. You know what, Pastor? I appreciate you as being a friend. I really do. I think you and I have started something here on Blog Talk Radio. And you know, I was on Tony Talk the other night. And what did I do on Tony Talk? Tell me. You were listening. I think you were there. What did I do? I brought people together. I brought people together, didn't I? Right?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you surely did. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to do a Bible reading right now. And I'm gonna let Tony come in and sit and do the Bible reading. So sit back and listen and enjoy the Bible reading for tonight. Okay? All righty. It's called A Turnabout at Al. Okay, Joshua chapter 7. And here is Tony.
Thank you. Well, here we go again. As I tell you every other night or whenever Ken chooses to invite me, thank you for inviting me into your homes, your basement, your mama's attic, wherever you're at. Thanks for having me in. because all I want to do is spread the word right from the Bible, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be spread, from the Bible through my lips to your ear. Today we're going to go with Joshua 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things of Achan and the son of Carmi, the son of Zibid and the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed things, so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and spied out Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Shebarim, and struck them down on the descent. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, he and the elders of Israel, and they put the dust on their heads. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? Israel has sinned, and they have transgressed my covenant which I commanded them, for they have even taken some of the accursed things and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. Neither will I be with you anymore, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow, because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes shall come according to families, and the family which the Lord takes shall come by households, and the household which the Lord takes shall come man by man. Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel." So Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes, and the tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of the Zerahites, and he brought the family of the Zerahites man by man, and Zadib was taken. Then he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Abidiah, and the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them. I took them. And there they are, hidden in the earth, in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and there it was, hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. And they took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and to all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. Then Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had. And they brought them to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Then they raised over him a great heap of stones, still there to this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Therefore the name of the place has been called the Valley of Achor. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you and arise. Go up to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its cattle you shall take as booty for yourselves. Lay an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go against Ai, and Joshua chose 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, Behold, you shall lie in ambush against the city behind the city. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you be ready. Then I and all the people who are with me will approach the city, and it will come about when they come out against us at the first that we shall flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city, for they will say, They are fleeing before us at the very first. Therefore, we will flee before them. Then you shall rise from the ambush and seize the city, for the Lord your God will deliver into your hand. And it will be when you have taken the city that you shall set the city on fire. According to the commandment of the Lord, you shall do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore sent them out, and they went to lie in ambush and stayed between Bethel and Ai on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night amongst the people. Then Joshua rose up early in the morning and mustered the people and went up, and he and the elders of Israel before the people of Ai. And all the people of war who were with him went up and drew near. And they came before the city and camped up on the north side of Ai. Now a valley lay between them and Ai. So he took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, all the army was on the north side of the city, and its rear guard on the west of the city. Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Now it happened, when the king of Ai saw that the men of the city hurried and rose early and went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at an appointed place before the plain. But he did not know that there was an ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. So all the people who were in Ai were called together to pursue them. And they pursued Joshua and were drawn away from the city. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who did not go after Israel. So they left the city open and pursued Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, Spread out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that was in his hand toward the city. So those in ambush arose quickly out of their place. They ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered the city and took it, and hurried to set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended to heaven. So they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people who had fled to the wilderness turned back on their pursuers. Now when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, they turned back and struck down the men of Ai. Then the others came out of the city against them. So they were caught in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side. And they struck them down, so that they let none of them remain or escape. But the king of Ai they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass, when Israel made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness where they had pursued them, and when they all had fallen by the edge of the sword, until they were all consumed, that all the Israelites returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. Amen. It just shows sometimes you don't do what the Lord says, He'll get you. But then again, He'll praise you in return. Now we're going to go to Psalms 35:9-10. It reads, And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him, who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. And then, you know, the end of the night, I sow like a little darkness, and we always find it in Proverbs. We're going to go with Proverbs 11:14. Where there is no counsel, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Thank you again for inviting me in tonight. It's a pleasure when I get the chance to come into your homes, your attics, your trailer parks, or your mama's shed, wherever you're cooking up meth, whatever. They know I'm playing. Y'all have a good night and bless you.
Amen. We read that with such passion.
And you don't know the multitudes of methods out there listening to us.
Gotta
have something to do.
Come on, here's your bracelet.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed tonight's Bible reading. Tomorrow we'll move into Joshua 9, okay? So be ready for that. All right. Okay. All right, let's bring back Joe on. All right. So there was tonight's Bible reading. What'd you think?
I think that was very powerful. Tony's got a great voice. I'm just doing a little research on the side here about some of the people in the chat room there. One of the people in the chat room, actually, I think I got his IP node now. I'm cross-referencing it, actually. One of the trolls, actually, because I want to do this live on your show. And the administrator from Blog Talk Radio said I can't do that, but actually, lawfully, I can. So,
In memory of Pastor Ken is Pastor Ken, okay? The one that likes to go, hello, okay?
Yeah, I know. I got it. Hang on. I know, because the administrator just sent me a private message, actually, and said, no, I can't do that, but actually, she is wrong. She's out in California, actually. No, you're wrong. I can, all right. I'm just reading messages. I've got four screens in front. You see, in my studio room, I've got four computer screens. I'm on a desktop. I'm not on a laptop or a dumb phone. And IP tech. But, no, we're going to do these trolls, my brother. We're going to expose them. I'm creating a group on Facebook, and I've already been in contact with Facebook, and actually they kind of want me to do this because it's going to help promote things in a way, and we're going to get rid of this. Hang on. I am memory pat. All right, there. That's him, cross-reference. He's got a Twitter account too, actually. Hang on. This could be him. He's got an Instagram account, LinkedIn account. All right, I don't know. This could not be the person. See, it's very difficult. A lot of people don't understand computers. They don't understand IP nodes. They don't understand how that works. And see, you got to remember, your IP address is changed usually every 90 days. But I'm trying to get him to send me a direct message. He won't do it. I tried. He wouldn't do it. Because as soon as he sends me a direct message, I got him. You know, see, a lot of people don't understand how the internet works. You got to remember, this is public information. It's not regulated. You see, you're not protected. You know, so when you start making threats and you start harassing people and calling in the podcast shows like this or in the chat room, all right, hang on, I think I got him now. I'm not gonna say his name right now because I'm not sure if that's him or not. I see. What happens is when I do a cross IP address and I try to they use these screen names and they come up with these screen names and it originates from an email address and then you get the email address and you go to the email headers and then the email headers go to the IP node and internet address. And then you go by the carrier of their internet address, which could be Spectrum or DirecTV, something like that. And then you can get their account information, their name, and everything. You see, all this is information that's out there that a lot of people don't understand. And then once you get their account information and their name, you can get their phone number, their user ID number. But you see, a lot of people use phony names, and that's what they do. So I don't want to use false names because I don't want to attack anyone or put it out there on your show that's innocent. I would never do that. But you see, that's why I made that announcement. I'm going after these people, and I'm creating a group on Facebook. And we're going to expose these trolls. And like I just told you, the headers of their email address. See, that's why emails are felonious, and anyone can create a phony email and on Gmail or Yahoo or whatnot. But you got to remember, see, the headers originate back to their original address. And you, of course, when you create an email, you got to type in your personal information. You got to use a password, and it's illegal for me to get their password. By the way, I can't do that. But I can get their address and their name lawfully, okay? And that's what I'm doing here by starting up this new group, because we're going to go after these trolls. We're going to get them. They want to threaten you, make fun of you, say you suck this and you do this and you're, and take away from your show. This is what my show is going to be all about. And God's Rainbow Ministries, you remember I had people on my show that talked about doing this, creating new networks and IP addresses. You were on that show, actually. I think that was about 2 or 3 months ago. And it's a long process. But we're going to find out who these people are that are harassing you, that are harassing your callers and trying to shut you down and trolling you. We're going to find out who they are. And I'm not saying I'm going to have them arrested or anything like that, but we're going to expose their real names because we can do that. Now, I don't know if I can expose their address, because if anything was to happen, God forbid, because you know there's a lot of sickos out there. I'm looking into the laws on my state and the states that these people are from to see if I could do that too. There's a lot of cross-referencing going on, but trust me, as you can tell from what I'm talking about, I'm working hard on this. We're going after it, because I get phone calls from people. They threaten me. They send me text messages. They've been calling into my show. They're doing it to you. We're going to find out who these people are, and all their messages are recorded. They're archived. You got to remember, a computer leaves tracks, okay? And on your hard drive on your computer, whether it's your smartphone, which I call dumb phones, or your laptop or whatever you're using, you have a hard drive in there, and that leaves tracks, okay? And you can smash it with a hammer. It doesn't matter, because it's already been podcasted or broadcasted or broadband with throughout the IP and the internet nodes that transcribe where your computer is transcribing from. It's very hard to explain. This goes back to networking and forensic science and stuff like that, but these people don't understand that you can't log into a computer, pretend to be somebody and threaten somebody and harass them, because there's people out there that know what they're doing and they're going to find out who you are, okay? Yeah, and I'm going to be one of those people.
I already have a good idea who it is. It's Pastor Kent, okay, because he's the one that creates all the time that I die, okay?
Pretends to be you, and you're jerking off to my voice and stuff like that. You know what I mean? No disrespect. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He uses in memory of Pastor Corkin, but I got his email address, and what I'm gonna do is originate his email headers, and I'm gonna find out where he lives and his phone number, and what I'm gonna do is call him maybe tomorrow and find out if that's really this individual. So you'll be hearing from me, okay? You think it's funny doing what you're doing, harassing someone who's trying to do a podcast show, making fun of them. That's not the right thing to do. Now, if you want to be forgiven, we preach that on this show. God's Rainbow Ministry preaches that. I'll forgive anybody, even the people that have given me death threats. I'll forgive you. Look, like I did on Tony Talk show. You remember, everybody was out to kill me. And on his last show, what did I do? Everybody kind of came together, didn't they? It's called Psychology 131, actually. If it's certain words and things you can use to make people think a certain way, because so many people are brainwashed by the system today, and they think they're safe hiding behind their laptop or their dumb phone. You got to remember, your cell phone, that's why they call it a smartphone. It's smart for the others to watch you. You don't get it. You don't understand it. They don't understand this stuff. They don't understand technology. They don't get it. But the thing of it is that all I'm trying to say is, please call. All right, he's stupid enough to post a silly number in the chat room. That's what he's doing now.
Kent,
Hang on. Pastor Kent, hang on. I got another phone here. Well, hang on. I got a decrypted cell phone. Let's call that person. Call now. Okay, call now. Let me call them right now. Let me do that right now. You stay on the line. Let me call them on my other phone here. This is an old Soprano telephone phone, actually. This isn't a dumb phone, you know. So let's call this person and let's see if they're real. All right, because you see what I've done here right now. You see what I've done. I go, and it's Colorado. It's a Colorado number. So let's see. Hang on. Let's call. Let's call. Hang on. I got to put it up to my other ear here. Hang on. Come on. I'm calling. I'm calling right now. It's ringing. We're going to see who answers. Let's see if anyone answers. Come on.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who am I speaking to, please? Well, I called you because someone's posting your phone number, 720-245-1522, in a chat room on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we're on a radio show right now, and someone's using your phone number saying, call this number. So that's the reason why I'm calling. You didn't do that, ma'am? All right. Then I certainly apologize for calling you. All right. Okay. You heard that, right, God's Rainbow Ministries?
I already knew that because Pastor.
And that's what he's doing. But I've heard that voice before. I've heard that voice before because, hang on, I'm going to hook it up to – hang on. Let me hook it up to my voice recognition. Hang on. Let me hook it up here real quick. And that – hang on, because there was a woman named Margaret that I called, actually, from Maryland. If you remember Derek that was on Tony Talk, he gave me a number to call, and that sounds exactly like her. But hang on. Let me do my voice recognition. Hang on. Okay. Here we go. And it says it's a match to that woman, but – it's not the same number. So what they're doing is they're spoofing the number. That's what they're doing, which is, by the way, against the law. So you just violated three different laws by spoofing a phone number. So that's what you've done. And now let me log this into my other computer here. Okay. So this number, 720-245-1522. Okay. Well, we got that number, and I'll check this out, God's Rainbow Ministries. I'll check it out. And you see, these people think they're playing games, and it's dated 7/18, 1800 hours, 22 minutes, and 1822:18, and they do that military time, by the way. That's the date time, but that's fine.
Said, call back. You call the hooker.
No, I didn't. She asked me not to call her again. That's what she did. So, but under law, I can call her up to three times, actually, under law.
Yeah.
All right, but I'm not going
to
do that again.
There's no need to do it.
Reason to, because that's the idiot. That's the idiot in the chat room. And I gave you a chance. I gave you a chance for forgiveness. I asked you to stop doing what you're doing, and you did not do it. Okay, so therefore, in memory, yeah, it's not even your real name. I know what your real name is. FU2. Yeah, okay. That's your foul mouth. Shows how stupid you are. But you got to remember something. Screenshots are being taken right now of what you're saying and the number you posted. Screenshots are being taken, and I'm logging them in. And it's all going into a big database right now because I told you I'm creating a group to expose trolls like you. Okay? You're playing games with the wrong man. Simple as that. Okay? Yeah, you think it's... Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
funny. Doesn't even... Bridget is my sister, you jerk. And so you don't even know who Bridget is. That is how stupid you are. Okay? So, but anyway, God's Rainbow Ministry. Sorry, I don't mean to take away from your podcast, but
no,
we
got to
deal with these trolls. We got to deal with them. You know, and
it's Pastor Kent, okay? It's okay. He says he's a godly man, he's a pastor, but evidently, as you can see, that's not evidence of a godly man. Okay?
No, that's not. By especially by the words he used in the chat room. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. You just checked out my Facebook page. Thank you. Now I really can find out who you are. Because you got to know when you click on my Facebook page, you leave tracks. And everyone who checks out my Facebook page, you leave tracks. So thank you. You must have just checked it out. Okay? Yeah, well, no, you don't have to post anything in the chat room. I live in Greensboro, North Carolina. And you know what? I'll tell you what. I'll do you one better, punk. My personal cell phone number is, and this is an old Sopranos phone, by the way, it's 336-419-7236. Do you have the guts to call me? Do you have the guts to call me right now? I'm holding the phone right now, right next to this phone that I'm talking on. Do you have the guts to call me? You don't, do you? Because you're a coward. You're a coward. That's what you are. You're a coward, and you should be ashamed of yourself from taking away from this podcast show and the message that this man is trying to bring on his show. You should be ashamed of yourself. But I'll call you on my next show if you don't call me first. How's that sound? All right, brother. God's Rainbow Ministries.
You gotta love them. You know.
You gotta love them. You gotta love ignorance. You really do. You know.
But they don't scare me, brother.
They don't scare me. Who do you know? Tell me something. God's Rainbow Ministries. Who do you know that use? I mean, I'm not saying you or anybody else, but you know my real name is Joseph Gibson. You know that. And who do you know that gives out their cell phone number live on the air and says, go ahead, come on. Who gives out their address? Come on. Because you know what, brother? No weapon shall prosper against me because none of these punks can do anything to me, you know?
You know what? And what I think is funny is that they want to come on and they want to troll. You know, what they're doing is they're actually listening to a godly broadcast, okay?
That's true. And the thing of it is, and you know what? You're doing the right thing by doing that. You know what? Maybe having these trolls on here, maybe when they lay down in bed at night or in the morning time after looking at naked pictures on the internet or whatever they do, you know, I don't know what they do. And living in their grandmother's basement because they don't have a job in the morning. Maybe they'll think and they'll say, wow, God's Rainbow Ministries, he had a great podcast, and he had his friend Joe Gibson on. Maybe I should have listened, you know? Or maybe when they're sitting in a concrete box in the Guilford County Sheriff's Department's office, when the U.S. Marshals come pick them up, maybe they'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, you remember that show on Dateline years ago when Chris Hansen used to set people up?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
You know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm setting these trolls up, and they can kneel down and cry for forgiveness, but. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I'm giving you a chance to apologize. I'm giving you a chance to apologize to this host right now. That's what I'm doing.
They're
this host, God's Rainbow Ministries, because you know what? This brother right here is a good person. We've been speaking now for, what, 6-7 months now on Blog Talk Radio? And you know what? I find you to be a very unique, kind person. I may not agree with you on everything. But you know what?
Well,
I find you as a very kind man, a good person, and someone. Now he's posting, here's my real number. Yeah, sure. Like, we're supposed to believe that, right, God's Rainbow Ministries? I gave him my number. If that's your real number, then call me.
I wouldn't believe it.
You know? You know? Call me.
Why don't you post your real phone number in Canada, which is a 506 number?
Tell him, brother. Tell him.
Yeah. Oh, post 506 number, okay, in Canada, your real number in Canada, and we'll call that one. Okay? So we're
not... I like how you said that.
Yeah.
Isn't it a shame? But you know what this is doing, brother? The devil is interfering with your show, you know the devil is interfering with your show. It really is, because you have a powerful message to bring on your show. I've listened to your podcast so many times, and it's good to have fun with these trolls sometimes. But really, you bring a powerful message. You really do, and I apologize if I came on and I distracted you from your message here tonight that you originally wanted to bring, and I apologize to Tony also, because Tony brought the biblical reading for the night. He read it very well, very powerful message, and we need to learn from that. We really do, you know. Hello. Hello? I think maybe we got disconnected there. Maybe I need to call back in. Uh-oh. I think I got disconnected. Hello? I'm going to hunt you down.